From WGCU News, I'm Topher Forges. Local volunteers snorkeled Pine Island Sound recently to count scallops. It was the 6th annual Great Bay Scallop Search in Lee County. Scallop numbers were so low in the 1980s, it caused a local fishery to close. Now, Florida Sea Grant is checking to see if those numbers are bouncing back. WGCU's Jessica Mazaros reports.
It's morning at Pineland Marina. About 120 volunteers gather around Joy Hazel.
You have a close-up map of your grid, okay? So that's where you're assigned.
Hazel organizes the Great Bay Scallop Search every year for Florida Sea Grant. It's a University of Florida-based research program tasked with conserving coastal resources. The event gives a glimpse of how the bay scallop population is doing in Pine Island Sound. Hazel demonstrates the proper way to snorkel while searching for scallops in the brackish water. She says to first throw in a 50-meter rope line that has weights on either end. Hazel calls this line the transect.
Then you're going to have two divers, and again, Riley and I will demonstrate this in a second, who will snorkel the length of the transect and count scallops within 1 meter on either side, and this is a meter.
She holds a meter-long white stick in front of her. Volunteers use the stick to push down seagrass and see the scallops better underwater. After the training, everyone separates into their boats. I get on a 22-foot-long boat with five other people. After about 10 minutes, my group chooses a good spot to begin looking for scallops.
So how do we know that we're in a good spot right now?
We're getting into shallower water. It's deep, but you can see all the grass here. So we're at just over a meter.
This is Paul Riley's first time volunteering. He learned from Joy Hazel's presentation that it's easiest to find scallops in shallow water. Four volunteers swim out to conduct their first search. Nancy Kilmartin with Lee County Parks and Rec stays on the boat. She's joined the search every year. Kilmartin is ready to write down any data the snorkelers might shout out. They're collecting water levels, types of seagrass, and any other aquatic life they find along the way.
For those who can't see what's going on, it's just a lot of legs and a lot of legs and butts.
After about 20 minutes, the group swims back. Empty-handed.
No scallops.
One dead scallop shell, half shell.
Nikhil Mehta is a local biologist. He and the others only found one white scallop half shell.
It was bleached, so it had been dead for a while.
The snorkelers climb back into the boat and trek on, searching for their next destination. And they find it, stopping near a thick patch of black mangroves. Mehta jumps off the boat into the water.
Oh, this is perfect. See this depth? Jessica, you gotta put your mask and get it. This sight is really good sight.
So I turned off my recorder, put on my snorkel gear, and stepped barefoot onto the stringy seagrass and slimy muck. I submerged my masked face into the yellow water and saw the ribbons of green grass flowing around me. Not too long after I joined in, Paul Riley, the first-timer, found a live scallop.
It's pretty cool to actually find a live scallop. The muck is real squishy, so almost like the consistency of applesauce, and moves away very quickly. And just feeling around in there and felt the ridges of the scallop shell.
Biologist Nikhil Mehta held the scallop in the palm of his hand to measure it. Then the scallop slowly opened up, revealing dozens of little bright blue eyes along the edge of its shell. After gathering the necessary data, Mehta put the scallop back where Riley found it. That scallop would be the only one the group found that day. Back at Pineland Marina, Joy Hazel with Florida Sea Grant says finding just one scallop is still significant.
It's still important information. And so all of these numbers are telling a story, and that's how science works.
The volunteers only found 32 scallops, compared with 44 last year. But Hazel says snorkelers found scallops in more areas this year than ever before.
It means that we have more spots in the sound that have the habitat that can support scallops. And that's always good, because what that means is we've got good water quality and we've got good seagrass coverage.
About 30 years ago, seagrasses and water quality were so poor, they caused the collapse of the local scallop fishery. Hazel says based on this new data, the overall health of Pine Island Sound seems to be improving.
So that's why we're looking at this going, okay, maybe it's in good enough shape to support a bay scallop population again.
Hazel says she'll send the information to the Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission. The numbers will ultimately contribute to a statewide count. Jessica Mazzaros, WGCU News.